about what it means to be a human being. And I think that's most of us here this morning. Created in God's image, people of relationship. Created first and foremost to be in relationship with God and then with each other. And sometimes that goes wrong. We forget those priorities. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been thinking about what it means to be stewards. Our identity is as stewards of the earth, looking after God's great creation. And last week, we looked at what it means to be stewards of God's good gifts, God's good things. Now, that word stewards is quite a difficult one. What is a steward, you ask me? Come on, what is it? Well, a steward is someone who is entrusted with something very special. Okay, I can see some of you haven't got that yet, so I thought we'd have an illustration. Is there anybody here who is 8 years old? Put your hands up if you're 8 years old. Okay, if you're 8 years old, would you like to stand up? In fact, could you stand on your chair without falling off so your parents don't sue the church? And let's see how many eight-year-olds we have here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We've got 10 eight-year-olds. Okay, stay standing up. I need one of those eight-year-olds who is very, very trustworthy. Come on then, Sarah, out you come. Okay, so Sarah, I am going to... Stay standing, 8 years. No, you come here. I have something for you to do. Now, stay there, stand in the middle. Sarah, I have, as it just happens, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, there's 11, actually. I have something amazing in this basket. It is that time of year when Cadbury's cream eggs are everywhere. Stay standing, eight-year-olds. No, you can't stand up and pretend you're eight. Now, Sarah, I have, as it happens, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 cream eggs here. I am so generous that I am going to give you all these eggs. How does that feel?
I don't really think that.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Okay, well, I'm going to give them to you, but I'm going to give them to you to do something with them. So I'm going to entrust them to you. And what I want you to do is to make sure every eight-year-old standing on their chair gets one of these cream eggs, and that leaves two for you. Do you think you can do that? That's not fair. All right. Well, maybe that leaves one for you and one for me. Is that better? Okay. So, well done, Sarah. So, if you'd like to go around, they're all yours, Sarah. I've given them to you, but I've given them to you for a purpose. There's one over there. Fantastic. Okay. Now, you might have to pass them along the rows, and we're going to trust you to pass them to the eight-year-olds who are standing. No, go to the edge of the row, Sarah, and pass it along. In fact, shall I? No, that would spoil the illustration if I did it. Oops. There we are. And when you, if you're an eight-year-old and you've got a cream egg, you can sit down when you've got it, okay? Fantastic. One over there. I hope I counted right. We'll find out in a minute. Fantastic. When you've got one, sit down. How many are there left, Sarah? Two. So one for you and one for me. Fantastic. Shall I have the basket? Great. Give her a round of applause. Do you want to go and sit down, Sarah? Woo! That is a steward, someone who's given something, but not entirely for themselves. They're yours, but you were given them for a reason, to share them. And that's what we are. That's part of our identity. The Bible tells us, as well as being stewards of creation, stewards of all the good things God gives us, we're stewards of good news, of God's good news. Those cream eggs were good news, but the Bible has some amazing good news that we're stewards of. What is that good news? Well, the Bible paints all sorts of different pictures about that good news. We've heard already part of the good news. And part of the good news is that when we come to Jesus, because of his life and death and resurrection, all the wrong things that separate us from God are put right. The Bible calls it sin. Sometimes we think sin is an old-fashioned word made up by the church to keep us in line. But it really means anything that makes us less fully human. Anything that makes us less than God wants us to be. It might be habits, it might be rebellion, it might be living for ourselves, it might be not being kind to other people. Anything that makes us less than God created us to be. There's a passage in the Bible, I want to read two brief passages to you. One, Jesus turns up on a Sabbath, which is a bit like our Sunday, it happened to be a Saturday. And he turns up at the synagogue, probably a bit like this, although not as many people. And he's given the job of reading the Bible, the Old Testament scriptures, that day. And this is what Luke tells us about it. Jesus went to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on Jesus. There were no mobile phones to distract them. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus said to the people then, and he says to you and me today, "I have come to bring freedom." The good news of the gospel is that when we put our trust in Jesus Christ, when we grow to know and love him and trust him, as Matilda will do as she grows up as part of our family, God says you don't need to fear. You can have freedom from fear. You don't need to be ashamed and guilty. You can have freedom from shame and guilt. You don't need to be afraid of the future. You don't even need to be afraid of death. That's an amazing freedom. It's a freedom that Sue knew in her life. It's a freedom that many people here know today. And the way the Bible tells us to get that freedom is simply to trust Jesus. To do what we did this morning with Matilda, to repent, to say, "I turn away from living for self and live for Jesus. I submit to Jesus. I'll make him Lord of my life." And that is the good news. It's good news that's far, far too important to keep to ourselves. We're stewards of that good news. That means it's for us, just like that cream egg that Sarah's enjoying at the moment. But it's also good news, not just for 8-year-olds, but for everybody in the whole world. If you're not 8, you're feeling left out at this point. So let's just think about what it means to be stewards of this good news across the generations. There's a psalm that says one generation will tell another of God's mighty acts. So is there anybody that would like to volunteer for me who is over 70? Anybody here who's over 70 who'd like, feeling brave and would like to come out? Liz, did you nearly put your hand up? Anybody? Jess, you're not over 70. I know you're not. Come on, be brave. David, Rose, thank you very much, David. Well done. Come on up, David. And is there anybody here who is in their 60s? But look, oh, thank you very much, Pete. Come on. You don't look it. Neither of you look it. Is there anybody here in their 40s or 50s? No, you're not, Ned. Yes, Debbie, come on then. Oh, the other Debbie. Come on. Come and stand here. Right. So we'll have the grandees on this end. Thank you, David. You really don't look it. You look 56. And Pete, you look 56 as well. Debbie, you don't look 56. You're never 40. Are you really? Right. Okay, so now we need someone in their 20s or 30s. Have you got anybody here in their 20s or 30s? We've got Ali. Fantastic. Ali, come on up. Well done. Are there any teenagers here? Any teenagers? Yes, at the back. Yes. Is that Vicky? Vicky. Come on, Vicky. And are there anybody under 11 or under? 11 or under. Yes, come on up. Well done. Fantastic. No, no, just behind you, sorry. I should know your name, I can't remember it.
Jake.
Well done, Jake. Okay, so here we are. We have David, we have Peter, we have Debbie, we have Ali, we have Vicky, and we have Jake. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's just see if there are any left. You're not going to believe this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, we don't need one. Now, I am going to skip forward to a slide. No, not that one. Oh, dear. The good news is all about us being brought back into relationship with God. The good news is very simply this. God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life for you. And that's every single person here. Even if you don't think you're religious, I've got some news for you. God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life for you. But sometimes in our country and in our church, sometimes older people like me haven't passed that message on as we should. So David, I would like you to pass that down the line, and I would like you to say to Pete, God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life for you. Pass it on and give him the cream egg. And then all the way down the line, nice and loud.
God loves you so much, Pete, that he gave his life.
Wow, fantastic. Now, that means Jake has got the good news. Isn't that good news, Jake? But you know, the great thing about God's love is this. There is so much of it, it's bigger and deeper than the biggest ocean in the world. It never, ever runs out. And so as we pass it on, we don't lose it, we gain it. So Vicky, God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life for you. Hang on to it and pass it on. Ali, God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life for you. Hang on to it and pass it on. Debbie, God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life for you. Hang on to it and pass it on. Pete, God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life for you. Hang on to it and pass it on. David, God loves you so much that Jesus gave his life for you. Hang on to it and pass it on. Let's give him a big round of applause. Well done, you can go and be seated. That's what it means to be stewards of good news.